Last week's deluge from the remnants of Hurricane Harvey has some Nashville homeowners finally ready to sell. Dozens of homes were inundated around White's Creek. Most had already turned down buyout offers from the city, which has purchased and demolished hundreds of structures following the floods of 2010. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Dee Dee Brickner shakes her head looking at the pool she just upgraded on West Hamilton Avenue. It's full of mucky brown water.
Beautiful new liner.
It looks like a muddy lake.
Yeah, it does.
Last week, Brickner's ranch house on a flat 1 acre had more than a foot of water in the living room and kitchen. And again, the hardwoods buckled and the drywall is smelling moldy.
I mean, why would you repair a house once you realize what you've got? I mean, it shouldn't be repaired. It shouldn't have been repaired after 2010.
But the owner at the time turned down the buyout program. A few years later, Brickner purchased the brick one-story sight unseen in an auction, not realizing it was across the street from a creek notorious for rising out of its banks. It's now surrounded by empty lots. 41 homes up and down West Hamilton have been razed. The government has offered to do the same for Brickner.
And I've known that for a couple of years. Three, maybe.
But her tenants were happy, so she held off. After the latest episode, Brickner says she's done.
I'll throw up if I find out they aren't going to buy it.
We've actually gotten phone calls from some of those owners saying, I'm ready to talk buyout again.
Roger Lindsay oversees flood mitigation for Nashville, which has purchased 261 homes since 2010, with 90 more deals in the works. They're mostly houses built before the 1970s. That's when the city raised the standards for how high a new structure had to be above the floodplain. With buyouts, the federal government pays most of the cost, and the owner gets a fair market value.
Then we just demolish that home and return the land to a natural, more natural state. Sometimes we convert it into parkland. Other times it's used by community organizations to create an urban farm or a community garden.
The process can take a while. That's been the drawback for some. They've got a house that's unlivable, and it may take a year to finalize a buyout. So they just repair it and say a prayer. But Lindsay says last week's high water showed that for some homes, the question is not whether they will flood again, but when. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.